And I'm joined in the studio by a gentleman I normally see about once a year. Is it once a year? Yeah. I'm joined by Chris Booth. He is the clinical director of CHAPS, the men's health charity. And he's here today to talk about an event that's taking place on the 6th of September. And we're going to also discuss CHAPS as well. And as I mentioned earlier, if your man, if you've got a boyfriend or your dad or your granddad, they can have a free health check. And Chris is going to tell you why it is so important. So lovely to see you again.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Did you like that showbiz introduction?
I thought that was very good.
Before we talk about CHAPS, your background, medical background.
Well, I was a consultant urologist in Colchester from 1984 to 2006, and then after 2006, up until about 3 years ago, I continued in clinical practice but was doing work for Department of Health, commercial companies, as well as continuing to practice in Colchester. And I've always been involved with research and trying to make clinical improvements in the way we deal with things.
And men in particular, when we've talked in the past, they're very difficult to get them to, I don't know, discuss medical issues at all.
There is something in men's psyche that makes them much more reluctant to go and get things done, and they all sit on problems for a long time. They don't report to the GPs. GP surgeries are not really terribly well designed for looking after men. Mm. They're fine for sort of women and children, but if you're a working man, it's not necessarily easy to get an appointment, so things get put on the back burner. It's like looking after your car. You get your car serviced regularly so that you're not going to break down in the fast lane. Mm. That's the whole objective of this exercise, really. It's to make men aware of what can go wrong. And if they know what can go wrong, then hopefully they will take the right steps to make sure that things aren't going wrong.
It's a bit like people saying to you, have you made a will? And you go, I'm not going to make a will because otherwise I'm going to I'll die. It is the same sort of thing that you don't want to pre-plan your funeral, because that might mean you'll bring on your death more quickly than it would have happened. So we need to get over that kind of fear, because sometimes people don't want a diagnosis because they always think the worst.
That's right.
And most of the time, it's not.
Most of the time, we can put things right.
Heart disease. You've got here, it's the number one killer.
Yes.
You've got 6,000 men die. Is that from a burst? Is that an aorta in the heart? Is that correct?
Well, that's a slightly different situation. The aorta is the big blood vessel that comes out of the heart, and it carries the blood really to every part of the body. Mm. And when it comes down out of the chest and into the abdomen, it can silently swell up, and if it's not detected, it can burst. And if it bursts, about 80% of men and women who get burst aneurysms will die,
right?
Because the bleeding is catastrophic.
Right, and that's 6,000 men in the UK.
It kills 6,000 men a year. At the age of 65, you are entitled to have an NHS health check, ultrasound scan to detect aortic aneurysms. A lot of men are called up for this automatically, but a lot of men don't get the call. The other problem with starting scanning at 65, although it picks up the majority of aneurysms, there are plenty of men below the age of 65 who get this. Mm. And men particularly who have a family history of this problem should be checked earlier. In fact, our main sponsor of this event, Alan Osborne, and he's told everybody about this on numerous occasions. He was picked up in 2012 at the age of 62 at our very first health screening event in Colchester.
Yep.
And he had a large aneurysm, of which he was completely unaware.
Yeah.
And he had that repaired surgically within 3 weeks. It's a real emergency when you get a big aneurysm.
Yeah.
It's got to be treated.
Well, so if he hadn't gone along that day to the health check, he wouldn't be here.
He might not have made 65. The NHS health checks are done from the age of 40 to 74.
Yeah.
And we have two NHS teams in. We have the team from Thurrock and the team from Essex. And they will do men's health checks in that age group, providing you're not already on treatment for a heart condition or high blood pressure or high cholesterol, because that means you're already under your GP's care.
Prostate cancer, that kills over, I can't believe the figures, 11,000 men a year.
It's a simple blood test called PSA, yes.
Yeah. So that's done on the day as well?
That's done on the day. We get the result back from the laboratory about 3 days later, and then we send the results out to the men. Not only do we tell them what their result is and whether it's hopefully normal, but obviously we do pick up abnormal chaps as well.
Mm.
And they're given advice as to what to do about this. If the result's abnormal, obviously we direct them to their GP. If the result is normal, we tell them what the result is and we make a recommendation as to when or indeed whether they need future PSAs.
What other screenings are you going to be doing on the day?
Well, an NHS health check will check your blood pressure. It'll check your cholesterol level. It will see whether you are likely to get diabetes. We run through a detailed health questionnaire. And from that, and plus the blood tests, we can then estimate what the likelihood is of you having a serious cardiovascular event. That basically means a heart attack or stroke within the next 10 years. And if your risk is higher than normal, we can identify what the problem is underlying it, such as high blood pressure, and then recommend that you go back to your GP to get on to the appropriate treatment.
Yeah. And is it a lot to do with weight in this day and age?
Contributory factor to a whole raft of diseases.
Yeah.
Obviously, one thinks about diabetes, and there's an epidemic of diabetes now occurring, particularly in middle-aged people as well. So that's increasing. Underlying heart disease is much commoner. High blood pressure is commoner. Obviously, the weight that you carry puts stress on your bones and joints, so you run into arthritic problems more commonly. And it's often not realized that obesity is a contributory factor in a number of cancers, prostate cancer typically being one.
Mm. On the day, you'll be there on the day with how many's in the team?
Well, we have an NHS team doing aortic aneurysm screening for the 65 and over. We have a consultant radiologist doing aortic aneurysm screening for the under 65s. The NHS health check teams, there's about four in each team, from Thurrock and from Essex.
Mm.
What else? The prostate cancer, we will have two people doing the blood tests for prostate cancer, and we'll have a physiotherapist on site as well. So if you've got any aches and pains in any joints, you'll be able to get advice from the physiotherapist.
If you want to find out more, you can go to allthewschaps.uk.com to make sure that you book your appointment.
Absolutely, but there is still a facility to come in the afternoon as a walk-in. Mm. So hopefully we'll be able to cope.
Excellent, okay. There we go. Make sure you go and get yourself checked out, chaps.